Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yourselves in, my friends. It is the front lines of the info war. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours today. We've got Mike Adams, the health ranger, to break down a host of big government police state issues against milk, other whole foods, vegetables. He's also got an article out today, 10 reasons that liberals, progressives, and others are supporting Ron Paul as he continues to surge in the polls. I see a report out via the Atlantic Magazine that Homeland Security is monitoring the New York Times and Drudge Report. Well, yes, last year Bob Barr sued because they were given intel that Homeland Security spies on Infowars.com, Alex Jones, Drudge Report, and they basically declared national security in that case. But then we later learned that indeed they are monitoring the sites, and Janet Napolitano, Miss Napolitano, came out and said, oh, I don't like being called a troll on the Drudge Report, which she's not called a troll on there. But you've got to understand that Drudge every week links to our articles as well. It is the biggest news site out there in the world. And, I mean, it is supposed to creep everybody out that, ooh, the government now monitors all talk radio. Remember that Homeland Security announcement last year? And, ooh, they monitor the news websites. Oh, boy, they're watching us. Yeah, we're watching you ship guns into Mexico and drugs back into the U.S. and launder the money. We're watching you engage in all of your activities. We're the good guys, you're the bad guys, and we're exposing it. We're watching you have Anwar al-Awlaki, the number three in al-Qaeda, dying secretly at the Pentagon. We're watching the government get the underwear bomber on the plane 2 Christmases ago. We're watching the government 6 months ago put al-Qaeda in charge of Libya. We're watching governments worldwide injecting kids with vaccines that kill them. So we're watching you, and we're glad you're watching us because a lot of your people are not evil. They're compartmentalized, and guess what happens when they watch us? Just like that movie, The Lives of Others, based on an East German Stasi spy, that's a true story, his spying on political dissidents actually woke him up and made him join them. And that's actually one of the reasons that East Germany fell first and started the fall of the old Soviet Union, was because the spies were actually looking at the anti-communist material, and it made a lot of sense. So even though it's illegal that you spy on us, open source stuff's not illegal, but use our tax money to collate it. Even though you do spy on stuff that's not open source and is illegal, and I don't like it, the fringe benefit is, the silver lining is, that it's only going to backfire on you. I'm not glad the National Defense Authorization Act passed, overturning the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Look, you can't pass tyranny. You can't legalize total corruption. So you've just illustrated to everyone how right we've been, how right I've been, Ron Paul, and countless others, G. Edward Griffin, Stuart Rhodes, the list goes on and on. You know, thousands of patriots, Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, Drudge Report, Matt Drudge. I mean, the list goes on and on of people that have been concerned about this. And we're called kooks and crazies and fringe, and now it's all happening. And so all of you that defended the corrupt status quo, the status quo is racing, galloping corruption and getting away with it. Those of you that have tied your pony to that, those of you that have signed on and put all your eggs in that basket, good, good for you. You've chosen to suck at the fetid breast of the New World Order she-demon. Not me. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got some special reports that I was going to air on the nightly news tonight. We're going to premiere Darren McBreen's Man on the Street, Do Americans Want War with Iran piece. We got a bunch of guests coming up. Newt Gingrich confronted on Bohemian Grove. Great job, and we are change.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to have an absolutely jam-packed transmission for you today on this Thursday, 12th day of January, 2012. What I want to do is just briefly read some of the headlines here. Then I want to get into the latest on Iran and the covert war now admitted by the United States and Israel. Remember, I was a conspiracy theorist 5 years ago saying that the U.S. and Israel were assassinating and blowing stuff up in Iran. Even a few months ago, the mainstream said it wasn't true. But now Fox News, New York Times, Ynet News out of Israel, Jerusalem Post, top Israeli general, they admit it all. There you go. So I told you the war with Iran is on, and it's going on currently and accelerating towards blockades and embargoes and open, hot army against army war, not just asymmetrical. And Iran is saying they're going to start attacking Israelis, so it's off the races. And people say, well, what side are you on? I'm not on any side except freedom. And I'm tired of the endless wars. They only lead to more wars and killing Iranians and blowing up their military bases. They're going to respond. You know, it's like asking when a bolt of lightning strikes a house and it catches on fire, what side are you on? Well, I'd rather the bolt of lightning not strike the house and set it on fire at 2 a.m. and burn up the family inside. I'm against calamity. I just don't think war is always sexy and cool and the way to go. Now, if you're being attacked, if you're having your liberty taken, if you're being overtaken, then you have a right to defend yourself. It's funny, though, when we have this foreign global corporate government that's taken over America and is militarizing the police against us and overthrowing our Bill of Rights and Constitution, engaging in classical tyranny, oh, I'm supposed to just sit here and take it, or I get put on extremist list for just being what you'd call an Americana. Just, you know, Americana. 57 Chevys, freedom, private property, Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe. You know, Second Amendment, John Wayne, leave me alone. I mean, it is that simple. And so I'm the bad guy. Ron Paul for being a classical, what made America great. I mean, if you know what the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence is, what it stands for, it's very simple, then you love Ron Paul. But in this world where the criminals run things, to be patriotic, to be common sense, is revolutionary and is threatening. And Ron Paul, I've got some of the video clips we'll play later, you know, he's been giving speeches saying, hey, they call me a kook and weird and stuff because they can't intellectually face me on the issues. This isn't a guy that needs a teleprompter. This is a guy that actually is obsessed with information. You know, the other candidates are like, what do you do when you're at home on the weekend? I watch football. Everybody's like, ooh, that's manly. Ron Paul's, well, when I'm not spending time with my family after they go to bed, you know, I'm reading textbooks. I'm reading history books. I'm reading economics. People are like, huh? That's boring. That's not manly to actually know how things work. No, that is as manly as it gets. Men are supposed to be informed. Men are not supposed to be silly and mindless. Children historically are obsessed with little ball games and acting tough and, you know, petty celebrities. Historically, women have been associated with that. Not that there haven't been a lot of serious women, but it's always been kind of allowed for women to be into things like that. Men are supposed to be serious and involved and informed. At least in free and great civilizations are known by that hallmark of stoic, aggressive, serious, informed men who see it as manly to be able to speak five languages and who know history and who are ready, if you challenge their honor, to go out in the street and have a sword fight with you to the death. That's what marks real civilizations, is men who are ready to die on an instant's notice for what they stand for. Our most manly aren't even hold a shadow to our predecessors. This is what we've turned into, is a bunch of arrested development, gibbering monkeys. I see grown men who have imprinted on sitcoms and dramas, who think acting silly and acting stupid is cute and funny. And you wonder why our civilization is in free fall right now. Because men are not being men. We're being taught to act like little boys with feminizing hormones pumped into us. By the way, I've been telling you for more than 12 years since I discovered public scientific documents and interviewed people like Dr. Blaylock and others that bisphenol A is massively causing cancer. Big study out today, mainstream news. We're forcing it out there. Every breast tumor that's cut into is filled with the bisphenol A. It is what is killing our women. And I just look at my wife and I just care about her, and I like her, and I like parts of her body, and I just think about the nightmare of her. You know, I mean, so much of my family's had breast cancer, and her family, and my grandmother has it, and it's just like I am so angry. I am so angry that they knew, and I've shown you the documents, that this chemical out of thousands they could have used does this, and they do it, and then I come out here and warn women, and I get made fun of by ABC, CBS, Media Matters, hundreds of publications conservatively, that I'm making fun of gay people because I point out this makes men feminine and gives women breast cancer. It isn't funny, okay? And listen, the system knows this, and I've had enough of it, so I'm going to be getting to that report coming up later. I will cover that. And we've got a lot of other important news. And there's all these brain disorders popping up. I mean, they've got reports about whole high schools just full of children now who suddenly are gibbering and have Tourette's-like syndromes and stuff. It's the chemicals, folks. They're killing us. This is eugenics. This is death. And you're never going to hear the environmental groups that are government-funded and foundation-funded talk about this. They'll never talk about real environmental issues when we have environmental Armageddon going on. On the genetic front, the chemical front, everything. They'll tell you, oh, it's carbon dioxide that's a 0.0390 in its highest levels. In fact, guys, let me double-check that number. Pull up a percentage of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, please, for viewers on PrisonPlanet.tv. Radio listeners can do it themselves. It is 0.0390 in its highest concentrations in lowland areas. In highland areas, it's as low as 0.0360. And it's the lowest ever recorded from the ice core samples, the mud bog samples, the shale samples. We are in a desperate situation. There's even a new, most of the ancient plants have all died because they need more carbon dioxide. They're dying all over the world and being phased out. There's a new types of plants that are newer in the Earth's development that can operate with almost no carbon dioxide. And many scientists we've had on have said that the Earth could die because of this, like Mars once had oceans all across it, and undoubtedly it looks like life. And it lost its atmosphere. It lost its carbon dioxide. You want to off-gas our atmosphere? I mean, this is... I mean, that's why so many scientists say it's like a foreign entity is running this and wants to destroy the Earth or something. Well, yeah, it's called the devil. You can call me superstitious, whatever. I mean, what else is it? They're not worried about all these real environmental problems. They've got us freaking out over carbon dioxide. I mean, what a sickening joke. Okay, I'm ranting. I just, look at this. Covert war on Iran, prudent strategy. This Ynet News out of Israel. Former Israeli defense official tells New York Times, ambiguous policies are best when it comes to efforts to prevent all-out war with Iran. Tehran says retaliation will reach beyond region. Here's another one. IDF chief of staff affirms Israeli responsibility for Iran covert war assassinations. Fox News. Oh, I told you this 5 years ago. I told you it would build. The war is already on. Three, and now Iran says they're going to respond. That's called war. When Iran lays there and takes it, it's called a turkey shoot. Three U.S. warships patrol waters near Strait of Hormuz. Pentagon denies movement of aircraft carriers is linked to Iran tensions. Yeah. Well, that's an amazing photo there on the cover of this. It's got like some stealth fighter they're launching off the carrier deck. Wow, that's neat looking. Really neat. It was the war. I'm being sarcastic. Yeah, scroll down a little bit so you can see that plane. Thanks. And then right here, newspaper calls for killing Israelis in retaliation for nuke scientist assassination. That's Infowars.com, a link to the official Iranian news. And they're saying the guy appointed by the supreme leader is saying that they need to start targeting Israelis. Jerusalem Post is also reporting on it. So it's on. It is on. I hope we can turn this around, but it's on right now. And it's escalating fast. And it just goes on and on here with these reports. U.S. military moves carriers into the region. That's just some of what we're going to be covering today. 12 infected with new strain of swine flu. Oh, and it's particularly deadly, but don't worry, they're going to have some vaccines for you. And all over the country and all over the world, they've got labs producing super airborne weaponized bird flu, swine flu, and then having trucks driving around all over the United States to hundreds of labs. Well, actually, when they had that FedEx turnover a few years ago, they said it was going to 5,000 labs plus. It was like 5,400 labs. And they were mailing weaponized airborne bird flu around. Remember that one? As it was just the New York Times on Monday. What was their headline? It was Engineering Doomsday. And how this will kill 90-plus percent of those that come in contact with it. And the government's making it. And again, oh, but that's not the threat. It's the carbon dioxide in Iran. I mean, folks, this stuff ever gets out, most of us right now sitting here are dead. You won't get the flu and get sick. You and your family will all be dead. Like as in under the ground, as in no pulse. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is massive news coming up.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
All right, coming up in the next segment, we've got Man on the Street. Do Americans want to attack Iran? Incredible report with Darren McBrain coming up. Not only is he a great reporter, the graphics he comes up with, is what I'm saying, is really incredible. And if you're a radio listener, you can go watch the free video stream at InfoWars.com, top right-hand corner. You can only watch 20 minutes of the show at a time there because we haven't set up the bandwidth yet, but soon We're going to have the daytime three-hour radio show slash TV completely free for folks in the lower res quality, the higher res and full archives, and then the nightly news and all the films and all the rest of it are for members at prisonplanet.tv. Let me just do this, because I'm going to get into some really hardcore news in the next segment, some stuff that's pretty scary, but we've got to admit what's happening so that we can do something about it to stop it. So in the gloom and doom is the solution. In admitting reality and explaining that the direction we're going in is the wrong direction is the only hope we have to turn things around. We also have more media clips from the establishment press, the dinosaur press, telling us Ron Paul still can't win and didn't really get second place in New Hampshire and really treating their viewers like sheep. Very condescending. Hey, guys, that's why every month you lose more viewers. And we gain viewers and readers and listeners, and the Drudge Report does, and every other alternative media system grows while you shrink. Go look at the numbers. You're fully aware of them. So just continue doing what you're doing. And no amount of SOPA Act is going to put the genie back in the bottle. You think you're going to team up with the government to shut down your competition, the truth, against your lies? Sorry, the truth sells 1,000 to 1 to lies, okay? So I'll keep selling the truth. I don't need teleprompters. I don't need to think about what I said yesterday to match it up today, because I'm telling the truth. Do I make mistakes occasionally? You bet. And we correct them when we do. But we're trying to tell the truth. We're trying to be as accurate as we can. We're seeking after reality. You are seeking after lies and disassembling and manipulation and gatekeeping and telling everybody what to do and being control freaks. And you belong to the dustbin of history. Let me get some positive news right now, though. This is out of the Wall Street Journal, and I want to do a report on this tonight or tomorrow night in detail in the nightly news. It's just looking at the Hubble photos and other systems. An otherworldly discovery. Just give you an idea of how big the universe is. Because we can basically only see down the block. We don't even know what comes after that. And now with these radio telescopes and other systems, they've discovered billions of other planets, and many of them, off of the scans they're getting, appear to be Earth-like, covered with water. We know that some of the moons of Saturn have ice covering them and have water under them, and there's volcanic activity, which means there's hot water. That's just so amazing. Astronomers said Wednesday that each of the 100 billion stars in the Milky Way, that's just our galaxy, and there's hundreds of billions of galaxies photographed. Astronomers said Wednesday that each of the 100 billion stars in the Milky Way probably has at least one companion planet, on average, adding credence to the notion that planets are as common in the cosmos as grains of sand on the beach. The finding underscores a fundamental shift in scientific understanding of planetary systems in the cosmos. Our own solar system considered unique not so long ago, turns out to be just one among billions. Yeah, there's hundreds of billions. Until April 94, there was no other known solar system, but the discoveries have slowly mounted since then. The Kepler Space Telescope, designed for planet hunting, now finds them routinely. Planets are the rule rather than the exception, said the lead astronomer, Arnaud Cassan, at the Institute of Astrophysics in Paris. Let's try to get him on. I want scientists. I want to look at the beauty of the universe and the magic and the depth of it. It's unending. I want to talk more about the amazing beauty all around us while we cover what the globalists are doing to contrast the establishment system that's trying to keep us tied down with Britney Spears and all this cultural death and ugliness. I mean, it's such a con game. It's a joke. Because for me, when I think about the limitlessness of time and the depths of the universe and the depths of beauty and goodness and creativity and the depths of honor and decency and humanity and all the good deeds that outweigh the bad, It just makes me marvel and have no fear of death. We're just part of something so huge. And here's another report out of AFP. World's tiniest frogs found in Papua New Guinea. They find hundreds of new species every week. wow. We're going to talk some more about this later. And I'll get into the really dark stuff on the other side. Across the board, we're going to be breaking it down, including new developments in North Korea.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here, back Sundays 4 to 6 as well, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, also on XM. Channel 166 and number one on the podcast and audio streams on the web for radio, Infowars.com, and of course simulcasting the video at PrisonPlanet.tv. We also go out on WWCR, 100,000-watt global shortwave service to the world. And I get letters from missionaries in Central Africa and people in the Himalayas. It's just wild what the shortwave does as well. People listening in villages and on ships at sea, and I've gotten calls from weather stations in Antarctica and in the Arctic, from the northern ice cap to the southern ice cap and beyond. it's wild. It's wild to realize we talk every week in the aggregate with all different forms and transmissions to 15 million souls. What a responsibility. And I do not claim that I am up to the challenge, but I'm here, I'm on the field, and I'm doing the best I can. And I thank you all for your prayers. When you consciously realize you're standing in front of millions of people and that the world is in such dire straits and that we have so much potential to turn it around, it is mind-blowing. Okay, let me just get into Iran now, then I'll get into the other news and then open the phones up. Then we have Mike Adams coming on, and also Luke Radowski confronted Newt Gingrich in one of the most powerful little confrontations. He brought up Bohemian Grove, and Gingrich just said, you're basically insane, it doesn't exist. Newt Gingrich is in two of the annals of Bohemian Grove that we got from widows of Bohemian Grove members, and he's been one of the key speakers there, and we have all the proof of that. In the video that Luke Radowski and We Are Change put out that's up at Infowars.com right now. And it's just very interesting to see a Nudie playing a little game with his little devil smile and saying, you're insane, doesn't exist. Thinking that people watching are ignorant. Everything they do counts on you not having open eyes. Everything they are. Why do the globalists have the owl as their symbol? Sure, in Greek mythology, it means wisdom, and it means that as well. But for them, the owl sees in the dark. You don't. You're a little mouse down there that doesn't see well in the dark, and they can fly down and grab you with their talons. Well, I'm not a mouse, okay? And so you try to swoop down on me. I can see at night. I can see during the day. I can see at high noon. Yeah, there's the video by Kurt Nemo's got an article out on it. Newt tells a lie about his attendance at Bohemian Grove. And there's the scan from the annal sent to me by a widow of a industrial tycoon. I'll just leave it at that. Other stuff she told me was private. I was talking to a Houston lady who separately had contacted Tex Mars and told him the same story. And she was talking about her husband, who was since dead, and he had little owls all over the house, and he basically worshipped them, but he would never tell her what it was all about. And so that's the thing. You can watch the footage from Bohemian Grove, and you can think that, oh, well, they're just a play. Well, where do you think plays came from? They're up on the stage. It's religious. It's done all stylistically. You're out in the church, whether it's pagan, Christian, whatever. You're out there as a practitioner. You're out there as a parishioner watching the priest clashed. The anointed ones up on the stage. And I was there, and to test it with Mike Hansen when we snuck in 2000, I'm like, well, that's pretty neat. And they're like, just like, shut up. And these old men were just like going, and really getting off on it. But they didn't get off half as much as what happened when they bring the body of the child, the effigy, they say, on this flatback wagon drawn by Clydesdale horses, big black Clydesdales. And they bring it over behind these black sheets I'd seen up during the day on the other side of the pond. Down here at the front's the idol. Over on the other side is that. And whatever went on behind that, I mean, it was smacking, grinding of teeth, super ultra creepy. I mean, you want to know what the guy feels like, you know, in the fictitious, not really fictitious, that's why they said bye-bye Kubrick, Eyes Wide Shut, when he, you know, he stumbles into the satanic meeting and they're all acting really weird and creepy. I've been there, okay? The only difference is they don't have supermodels in there having orgies, okay? It's, well, I guess they do have male supermodels in there having orgies with them. That's what's going on. And again, I was in there 4 hours being whistled at. Mike was there with me. That's why we finally had to hide in the woods. I guess we were, go back 12 years ago, I was about, you know, 60 pounds lighter than I got when I got fat and ugly. But the point is that Mike and I, we're being whistled at like it was Pepe Le Pew, you know, the skunk that chases everybody and chases the cat around, the black and white cat. It was like that. Pepe Le Pew was chasing us. Old men were whistling. Greens workers were laughing at us. And I knew a little bit about it, and I figured out by the end that's why we were able to stay in there. We got questioned by Secret Service and others, and we just said, oh, we're with this certain camp because we knew enough about the lore. We had an inside source. But I knew our time was running out, so we hid out till it got dark. Sure enough, the ritual happened, as it does every year, July 15th, and we got out of there. And then somebody broke in and got the footage. We'd already made copies. Then we mailed that copy. We'd already made a copy of that, and they erased that. I mean, it was crazy. And I got some death threats over it. But here is Newt Gingrich. In fact, I'm going to play it later. Oh, wait. I don't think Luke bleeps the Nixon, President Nixon, taking the Lord's name in vain. I know that offends a lot of people, including myself, because I'm God-fearing. But that means sometimes if I don't stub my toe, I don't say something I shouldn't. The point is that check that Radowski video, because I think he leaves Nixon's GDs in there. And so we have to find that spot and just fade it down during that when we do play that. So we've got that coming up, because it's a great video, because it illustrates all of Newt Gingrich's lies. I mean, he's just there saying, you're crazy, doesn't exist. We have footage of him, photos of him there, and we have all these other world leaders talking about it. I only wish Luke would have used the David Gergen confrontation video I've got, where David Gergen doesn't deny he goes and doesn't deny the ritual and gets threatening. This is the Karl Rove to five administrations. Okay. Let me go ahead and get into the really hardcore news. Iran is run by a theocracy. Iran is funding Hezbollah in kind of a stalemate against Israel. Israel's funding domestic groups inside Iran trying to overthrow them. They've done it a couple times the last few years. The U.S., the people that run the U.S. are involved as well. People that run Israel are involved. And that's the big mega banks and oil companies, because they ran Iran in the 20s, 30s, and 40s up into the early 50s and really enslaved the people there. Mohammad Mossadegh gets elected. He's pro-West, anti-communist. And he says, listen, we're going to keep 25% of our oil money to build up Iran. And they said, no, you're going to give Anglo-American oil, well, it's BP today, you're going to give us all the money. You get nothing. And he said, no, we're going to get 25%. Come on, that's what you standard give a private landowner. You can read his letters in America. We just want 25%. And so they funded the Muslim, quote, extremist, Shiites in this case, who runs Iran today, to overthrow him. And they did it by blowing up mosques, shooting groups of protesting Shiite clerics and people, and then they blamed it on Mossadegh, and that's declassified. It's called Operation Ajax. You can just type it in, pull it up. It's NPR, AP, Reuters. Kermit Roosevelt wrote a best-selling book on it before he died in the late 90s. He was a CIA section chief. He led the CIA / MI6 team in 53 to do it. They printed out tens of thousands of handbills where Mossadegh took credit for it. They overthrew him, executed his entire leadership, put him on house arrest the rest of his life, and double-crossed the Shiites and put the Shah in, the little prince. They set up Savak. Over the years, a million people disappeared, tortured, raped, death, killing. The Iranians, needless to say, got mad. And the Shiites were double-crossed and were double-devil mad. And then down the road, late 1970s, the Shah's unpopular. He's actually building the country up, though. He thinks the West is double-crossing him. He starts doing deals with Italy, starts doing some deals with Russia. He gets a 24-hour cancer. You know, things get overthrown. He goes to France, dies of a cancer. They fly in Ayatollah Khomeini. The government on record did, Western governments. They gave him weapons deals. They do this hostage deal to blame Carter as a double cross. Then they give him the weapon systems. It's called Iran-Contra. Now, I don't know if the mullahs are still, quote, working with the West, but there's some weird back channels and double deals going on. If you don't believe me, you can pull up AP, Houston Chronicle, Wall Street Journal, New York Times from 2007 and 8. That guy's just typed this in. Halliburton given waiver to sell oil field equipment to Iran. When they have sanctions for decades that nobody can sell oil field equipment and refinery equipment to Iran. That's why they've got more oil than they can shake a stick at, but they can't refine even half of what they need for gasoline. So they sell raw oil to China and others in Europe, and they get back gasoline. And the embargo is saying you're not going to sell oil and you're not going to ship gasoline in. That's what they're trying to set up right now. That is an act of war. So Cheney has this deal that he had for when he was the CEO and then after, where only Halliburton can sell him oil field equipment at about, the report said, about 10 times what it was actually worth. And Halliburton technicians are in Iran still. I mean, there's some weird hanky-panky going on. You know, the CIA and the globalists aren't just in control of the Saudi Arabian Wahhabists. And, of course, they are in control of those guys and give them Libya and trying to give them Syria and everything else. I mean, this is happening everywhere. And it just goes on and on and on. So I don't know how deep the ties are. I don't know how scripted this is. There's a lot of double and triple crossing. I mean, look at Bin Laden worked for the U.S. publicly. Saddam did. I mean, there's always double crossing. You don't know. There's no honor amongst these people. So you have no idea with the globalists and their minions what's happening. All I know is that there's a real war inside Iran right now, blowing up military bases, blowing up missile bases, blowing up police headquarters, blowing up police universities, blowing up intelligence agency universities, assassinating people. And Israel has now come out and admitted in their newspapers, yeah, we're doing it, which is a provocation. And Iran says, okay, we're going to start targeting Israelis all over the world. Now, sure, that plan to try to kill a Saudi ambassador in D.C., that turned out to be staged, but Iran said it was. But now they're saying, okay, we'll go ahead and do it. Now, what happens? Guys, the atomic clock fell down off the wall. Will you put that back up for me? I want to get that mounted. That guy heaps, I don't know what's going on with him. Maybe he's with Al-Qaeda, that evil clock. Pumped to have a little drink of tangy tangerine to make it all better. All of this is going on. All of this is happening. And now Iran says they're going to start striking back, which makes this war become 2 minutes to midnight. And they're threatening to block the strait. They're threatening to attack other targets. They're threatening to attack Tel Aviv. U.S. troops of the thousands are landing in Israel. The point is, this is all accelerating towards war. And the Iranian people, in major polls, over 70% on average, are fans of the U.S. They're smart people. They know our politicians have taken over. They know we've been hijacked. They know most of us don't want war with them. They know their mullahs are out of control. And they just want to have good jobs and good lives and go to the movies with their children. And it is going to be a horrible crime against Iran to attack them in a giant bombardment. It's going to spray radiation from these bases being bombed that are full of uranium all over the world. It is going to undoubtedly make the mullahs go from being unpopular to being extremely popular. And the Iranians, just like Americans would when they're under attack, are going to line up behind the government and are going to go to full war with the West. And the criminals that run the West are going to use that as a pretext to take all of our basic liberties and freedoms. That's what's happening. Let's go ahead and go to Darren McBreen's Man on the Street. Do Americans want war with Iran? Here's that piece.
War in the Middle East now appears imminent as the United States, Britain, the European Union, and Israel put the final touches on an embargo on Iran, and warships are sailing to the Persian Gulf.
Last Friday, the U.S. and Israel announced that they will have a massive exercise in the Persian Gulf. It will include thousands of U.S. and Israeli soldiers and will test multiple air defense systems against incoming missiles and rockets. Meanwhile, Iran will also be conducting war games in the Persian Gulf and have already launched a military maneuver near its border with Afghanistan.
Now, there's a lot of war games going on in the Persian Gulf. The United States, Israel are participating in a massive war game. Iran at the same time. Could that be a recipe for disaster?
I think there's a lot of war games that go on all the time of different sizes. I don't know if this is much different.
I don't know if disaster is a word, but I think you're not in a good situation right now.
Should we intervene for Israel? Don't you think Israel has the capability of protecting themselves?
I definitely think there's a case to defend Israel for what it is. Might not be the strongest case, but should we invade Iran for Israel? No, I think that's a weaker case.
I feel like Israel can take care of themselves, but it doesn't hurt to have somebody backing you up.
Well, it's not about weapons of mass destruction or nuclear bombs. It's all about natural gas and oil. America has the oil and Iran has the natural gas. And that's what America wants, and we all know that. But the media is liars, and they tell us all lies. And we just got to go with the lies because they have the power to spread the lies.
Presidential candidate Ron Paul said the increasingly severe sanctions imposed on Iran in response to its alleged nuclear weapons program are steps that will eventually lead to war.
The first thing you do when you go to war, you put boycotts on them and you blockade a country. It is, in many ways, an act of war.
We assume that we have to do it through force, through sanctions and threats and intimidation and secret maneuvers to overthrow their regime. It just doesn't work.
I think we're punishing them. I think it's retributive, definitely. Whether or not it's with the aim of pushing them into open war with us, I don't know.
I feel like if you're just pressing somebody, you're only going to push them more the other direction anyway.
I think that the U.S. has been provoking a lot of people for a long time.
I just think sometimes the United States needs to worry about the United States.
You know, it's really not that many differences between us and them if you really think hard about it.
The people, or would that be the government?
No, the people. I'm talking about the ordinary Iranians are very different from the image that we have of the Iranian government.
Well, what do you think is going to happen to oil prices if there is a conflict?
Well, definitely the oil price is going to go up because they're going to hold on to the oil. The Middle East have the most oil, as we know the fact.
Do you think our economy could take it?
Not right now. The economy is falling, the dollar is dying, everything is, you know, going deteriorating, and there's no solution right now.
I mean, I feel like any major conflicts in the world right now are going to keep impacting the declining economy.
Are you concerned that something bad's going to happen out there?
Not I am. We all should be concerned. The whole world should be concerned because it's not about us, it's about the whole world.
Now, President Obama is prepared to use military force to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. And that's if sanctions and so-called diplomacy fail. I'm Darren McBreen for InfoWars Nightly News.
All right, great job there with Darren. We premiered that report that he shot yesterday with people on the streets of Austin, Texas. And we're going to have some more reports, obviously, tonight, 7 o'clock Central. At InfoWarsNews.com. So here we are at the precipice, and now it's confirmed. It's another acceleration, another throwing down of the gauntlet that top Israeli generals in the major newspapers, including the New York Times, Fox News, have come out and said, yeah, we're the ones blowing up your missile bases. We're the ones killing your scientists, and we're going to expand it. And the newspapers are running with the headline, Covert War on Iran, Prudent Strategy. New York Times, a prudent strategy. I'm not endorsing assassinating people and blowing stuff up, but I guess it is better than bombing hundreds of sites and having a full-bore war. But what are you going to do when Iran starts blowing up stuff in Israel? Oh my gosh, Iran killed an Israeli general or bombed an Israeli base. I mean, the media is going to freak out and say that's wrong. In fact, I've seen the media here say it's terrible. China is torturing people, or it's terrible. Syria may have tortured people. Well, yeah, it's wrong if Syria is torturing people. But how is it good when our government tortures? But then the other guys torture, and it's bad. It's okay when we torture. It's bad when they torture. I mean, everybody knew when North Vietnam would torture our troops, we'd say, well, you can't believe anything they say in a confession because he may have been tortured. Like just this week, that U.S. Marine who's Iranian that they've got, say, is spying and trying to blow stuff up or whatever. I don't know if it's true, but stuff's getting blown up over there. And the media's saying, well, it's a mullah court. So it's not a real court. Well, it's a public court. I'm not saying it's kangaroo compared to our courts, probably. But, I mean, our government's saying we won't even have a court. You won't even get a trial. You'll just disappear and no one will even know we arrested you. I mean, that's four or five levels of magnitude above Iranian tyranny. That's beyond what China does on paper. That's beyond, but there's still this lecturing, though, of, oh, my gosh, they're saying after a trial, they're going to execute him. Of course, we're just going to execute you without a trial, but that's reasonable. See, when North Korea was shooting down our aircraft and torturing our fighter pilots, our fighter bomber pilots, I mean, it was terrible that they were being tortured. And, of course, there's the famous cases of them blinking Morse code, torture. Remember those famous cases from the Korean War? Those were true stories. They would get up there, and under serious torture, they knew Morse code, and people were like, what's that blinking he's doing? It's Morse code. Torture. The bad guys torture. The good guys don't torture. Torture has been proven to not be good for real intel. It's good to get fake confessions. It's good to scare people. It's good to say, okay, we're going to torture you. And there's people that are tough enough, the Pentagon admits this, that you can torture them and they won't do what you want, that you cannot break them. So you know what they do? And they did this with KSM. They brought his wife and little kids in. He started, and they said, we're gonna torture him. We're going to kill him. And he started crying. And our government bragged about this, crying and said, I'll say whatever you want. And he confessed. They tortured him, by the way, for 5 years before he broke. And they said, okay, bring his kids in. Boom, instantly broke. One of them was like 6 years old or something. He started bawling. He said, I'll say whatever you want. And then he confessed to bombing buildings that hadn't been built until after he was arrested, after he was captured. You cannot become the devil to defeat the devil. You cannot put on the ring of Mordor to defeat Sauron. It doesn't work that way. You don't give up your humanity to defend humanity. You don't do it. And that's the thing about lying. Sure, you can put out decoys so the enemy fires at those and not you, but that's as far as deception goes before it becomes immoral. Camouflage, to make your tank look like the jungle behind it, that is a lie. But when you start staging terror attacks, which is in Army manuals, to blame your enemies, and then the argument is, well, our enemies do it. Yeah, you bet would commit atrocities and blame it on U.S.-backed forces. So now we do that? You bet we did. They did a fictional account of really a quasi-true story. It's a composite in the Quiet American, the Graham Greene movie. It's off the novel. Go rent that movie. Go watch that about Indochina when the French were pulling out. The CIA blowing up markets to blame it on the communists. They need those atrocities. You do not become the devil to defeat the devil. It does not work. You become what you're fighting and then some. And that's what we've done. Okay. I'm going to come back and get the number out and then get into more news. We got Mike Adams coming up. I briefly want to just remind listeners and viewers, we are still running the 15-day free trial, where you can sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com, or the links are all over InfoWars.com, and get all of my films. My book, Paul Watson's book, the higher quality audio video podcast of both shows, the nightly news, expanded extras, a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post there for 15 cents a day once if you decide to still be a member. PrisonPlanet.tv, and then you're funding true alternative media becoming the real media. That is becoming the dominant media that is seen as the go-to media. It's happening. So it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. You can still get that yearly special. We've extended it through. You pay for 6.7 months. You get 5.3 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can do that special or do a 15-day free trial or sign up for the monthly. Whatever, you can sign up right away or do the 15-day free trial. And don't forget, with your username and passcode, with friends and family, you can have six people logged on with the same username and passcode. So it's really six memberships for the price of one. PrisonPlanet.tv. And thanks to your support, we're now getting ready to hire the more reporters, more video editors, more crew, so we can cover more and reach more people. We are really doing something special here, thanks to all of you who are part of our team and part of our family.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.